Hello there. My name is Carol Almeida, and I am going to be your host in today's episode entitled A Reckon with Homelessness. So join me and my guests.
Welcome to the Prevention 365 podcast. Prevention is every day and every way. Today, our topic is a burning issue, and that is on homelessness. And for our guest, we have someone who's been out there in the field, who's been out there exposed to the challenges of homelessness. May I proudly introduce our guest for today, Ms. Terry Reynolds, the coordinator of ADAP's Health Intervention Program. Good afternoon, Terry.
Good afternoon, Carol, and thank you so much for the opportunity. I would like to first of all thank you and Jessica and the CP team for allowing me this opportunity to share my thoughts and perspectives on this very important and complex issue that is not only affecting Los Angeles, but affecting the whole United States, and that's on the topic of homelessness. So I thank you guys for the opportunity.
Yes, Terry, for the first question, can you walk us through the range of your experience? I mean, the range of your exposure and your involvement with the issue of homelessness.
Hi, yes, Carol. So I've worked in the social services field for over 2 decades, and I have seen and witnessed a lot. However, these last 3 years, the increase of persons and families experiencing homelessness, and unfortunately, with majority of the persons that I have witnessed, a lot of them being black and brown, it's troubling and it's personal to me as a black woman. In LA County, black people represent 9% of the general population, yet comprised 40% of the population experiencing homelessness. And I'm going to repeat that again. In LA County, people represent the LA in LA County, sorry, black people represent 9% of the general population, yet comprise 40% of the population experiencing homelessness. That's very troubling and alarming to me. The impact of structural racism in education and employment opportunities, criminal justice system, housing, and access to opportunities, not just opportunities, but fair opportunities, is warranted and cannot be denied. I think we really have to look at the issues and what we're going to do as a community to address this very complex issue.
Terry, that's really troubling. You have 9% of LA County's population to be African American, but this 40% of homeless are
Yes.
African American. This is really troubling.
Yes. Homelessness is a byproduct of racism in America. My personal outlook regarding homelessness, I've seen it in my personal as well as professional settings. It's very personal and dear to me because I've had not only my clients, but I've had people that I know very dearly be impacted through homelessness. And a lot of times we look at homelessness as, a person is addicted to drugs and or have mental health issues. But I'm here to tell you that those are definitely myths. Homelessness affects many people and many backgrounds, regardless of their social substance abuse issues and or connections. It affects people. We're all one check away from being homeless. And what I mean by that is affordable rents in Los Angeles County. It's very difficult to survive in Los Angeles County with the high rate of rent. We have gentrification in terms of, you know, other ethnicities moving in that really impacts where social, where certain people can actually reside, which is very heartfelt. And not that there aren't people who actually use drugs that are experiencing homelessness, but I think because of the impact of what it does to one's mental capacity of not having a safe place to live, it's heartfelt, and it will eventually do something to your emotional well-being. You know, I think no one really knows how it feels to be homeless if you've never walked in their shoes and or provided this service. It's one thing when you're driving in your cars and our luxury vehicles and see someone on the street and or at the gas station, or now you don't even have to go downtown Los Angeles. Homelessness is now, I think, in every community. There's no way of getting around it. And it's because of the various issues that impacts the community. And I think at some point, we have to really make an impact and do something about it. I definitely can say that it's been heartfelt for me, you know, like I said, as a married Black woman with an adult son. I have a situation to where I was driving in the downtown area of Skid Row. And for my son, who's an educated young Black man, when he saw a lot of the homeless, the persons experiencing homelessness, he had me to stop my vehicle and say, "Wait a minute, Mom. Why is there so many Black men out here who are homeless? I mean, we don't realize that of what and how homelessness really affects our community. I think it becomes generational from different impacts that society has had on us. Homelessness affects us in so many kind of ways. And for my son, it was very personal because, you know, he hasn't actually had to experience and or see a lot of homelessness because he actually resides in a different area. But it was very impactful when he actually stopped me and to see the hurt and the look in his eyes when he said, "Mom, like, something is wrong with this. It is too many of our men and Black men that are out here homeless." You know, and I see this on a day-to-day basis, you know, of so many women and men impacted from homelessness, you know, who really need some type of opportunity and or chance to make a difference.
Terry, I am feeling your response to the questions that I'm asking. And your response is very personal, very emotional. I could feel it. And so moving on to the next question, as you synthesize your knowledge based on your experience and training in the field over the years, what primarily pushed people towards homelessness?
Yes, Carol. Well, there are many complex causes of homelessness. And at a basic level, I think people become homeless, for example, when their wages and income are not enough to cover rent. You know, I think we look at like what pushes people towards homelessness, but many times economic forces persons into homelessness, even beyond their own choice, you know, policy decisions, a lot of different, you know, the public resources and public assistance, just the lack of ability for people to afford places to live, all contribute to the causes of homelessness. As a result, many people were pushed out of their homes you know, they're pushed out of their homes for many different reasons, you know, whether it be due to physical and or mental health challenges, physical disabilities. Sometimes you do actually see, you know, alcoholism and or other types of addictions, drug addictions, and sometimes even gambling addictions, you know, as well as different domestic violence cases can make it very difficult to earn a living wage and maintain and or gain, you know, stability. And so, you know, I believe there's a lot of different economic situations that kind of forces people to become homelessness. And that's why, you know, the faces of homelessness have definitely changed. I know from doing this work for a long time, you know, back in the day, I always just assumed that it was a person who was addicted to drugs and or, you know, mental health. Those are the things that we always think about, but no more. The faces, like I said, the faces of homelessness too have changed. There's a lot of older aging adults that are homeless. And due to a array of reasons of why they're homeless, it could be that they were living with a family member, you know, who maybe actually is deceased now, and they were taking care of this family member. Or they lose their job and or their income, you know. Again, domestic violence issues, PTSD, a lot of those type of things now of trauma really affects persons now, and is not necessarily due to the norm of how a lot of times society thinks of why a person is homeless. There's a multiple of factors, and you know, we can't just assume, you know, that a person is, that's like this one shoe or one size fits all. That's not no longer in homelessness. Like I said, it affects so many people and so many various backgrounds of people. But I just had to say and really focus on persons of color because that's what I see in doing this work of the effects that it has of Black and brown people. But not necessarily always just because of substance abuse, but you know, there's a multiple of factors that actually causes a person to become homeless. And I think, you know, we have to do a better job in finding additional resources to fill in those gaps, because there's a lot of gaps that homeless persons actually face. Rather it be the loss of income, you know. So for clients who have loss of income, we need to get them more education. We need to get them more of, you know, the employment workforce centers, you know, get people more involved in those type of services. You know, I think, you know, yeah, job training, school, you know, having people to have the same accessibility that the next person has, regardless of their background. But I can definitely say that the faces of homelessness has changed, and you know, it affects men, women, families. You know, I'm seeing a lot of families that are now affected, that are experiencing homelessness, which is really, really heartfelt. And again, we have to talk about the rising and the lack of affordability of rent. You know, I think we're all one check away from being homeless, you know, and if rent continues to go to increase, you know, I think it's becoming unaffordable for people who depend on social, you know, different type of public benefits. I think I feel like they're making it really unaffordable for persons to actually be able to live in LA County. And if we don't do something about it quickly, we're going to see this crisis just continue to devastate our community.
Yes. So Terry, you brought up and you open up, you know, you open up the issue of homelessness with in a macro or a larger perspective. So it used to be, and you call it a myth, it used to be that when we talk about homelessness, oh, it's a matter of choice, you know, and oftentimes it's substance abuse or addiction that plays into the picture, as well as mental health issues. But you brought up the economic factors, like accessibility, like to opportunities, you know, affordability, yes, of rent, and then dedication of resources, public assistance program, which are all public policy concerns. So you open up the issue, or you open up the issue, you further expand the issue of homelessness, this conversation on homelessness on the public policy aspect, you know. Yes. On the public policy angle as a priority of governance, you know. And yes. So in moving on, right now we're in the midst of the worst public health crisis in more than a century, I believe. And this is because of the pandemic. So we're still in the midst of the pandemic. Yeah. And in your honest assessment, Terry, how has the pandemic, or has the pandemic really contributed to the changing of the landscape of the homelessness issue?
Wow. The pandemic is a crisis within a crisis. Okay. The COVID-19 pandemic has produced a unique set of public health challenges. One of the things, though, the pandemic has heightened the national crisis that existed long before COVID. Okay. Now it's more than ever, you know, it's really evident in the pandemic's influence on homelessness and affordable housing. I think from COVID, one thing, it's a few, you know, COVID has affected the community and it had a lot of negative influences, because a lot of lives were lost unnecessarily. But I think the battle to save lives from the pandemic has mobilized local governments. Mm-hmm. Into creating temporary solutions through offering solutions through the various funding streams. And what I mean by that is that, you know, the government had to act very quickly in housing persons experiencing homelessness who were at highest risk of COVID, which was wonderful, you know, because we just knew that, you know, among homeless populations, that we already knew, like I said, it was a crisis within a crisis. And we were just so afraid when COVID, the response to COVID and homelessness was just going to be a nightmare, because it seemed like it was just uncontrollable. I mean, you know, because we have so many people experiencing homelessness, and we had to move quickly in order to get, you know, mobilized and get these clients who were at highest risk of contracting COVID, so that it can actually hopefully help reduce the rate and or transmissions for persons who might actually test positive for COVID. So you know, through COVID, it has actually allowed people temporary housing solutions. Mm-hmm. And you know, we, like I said, we moved quickly. We did the Project Room Key, which was a temporary housing solution that temporarily housed people who were at highest risk of COVID, to get them off of the street, to actually isolate them throughout the pandemic. But unfortunately, several of those persons who were housed temporarily due to COVID, many of them have returned back to the streets. So it was just like really about putting a Band-Aid on an old wound that really required ongoing care and treatment. You know, we have a lot of clients who, for our clients that we work with, Project Room Key did not work. And, you know, because not only with homelessness, we're dealing with an overdose crisis. And, you know, many of our clients don't do well when they're isolated. And, you know, we had a plan to get clients off of the streets quickly, but I don't think we thought the whole plan out thoroughly. And so, unfortunately, you know, we actually did do a good job in terms of a lot of persons experiencing homelessness. The rates of infection with COVID was not as high as we intended it for it to be, because there was a lot of movement and quick movement and addressing persons that were at highest risk for COVID. But the crisis still continues, because even though, you know, we're getting ready to open June 15th, you know, the city is supposedly opening and going back to full capacity, but yet we still have a severe homeless crisis. You know, I think we have more homeless persons experiencing homelessness now more so than we did prior to the pandemic. You know, so I think we have made some adjustments and some positive moves, but we have a long way to go. And I think the battle is not over. You know, the COVID, from pandemic, it actually, you know, we were able to, like I said, make some inroads and some adjustments, and but that we still have a long way to go. And I think, like I said, through COVID, we've had some temporary solutions, but we need permanent solutions in LA County to address the homeless crisis that we have. Temporary solutions are great, because, you know, it provides that immediate solution, but we need permanent housing and sustainable housing that's going to make a difference in homelessness in LA County.
Yes, thank you, Terry. So for the last question, you know, you said that all of this, I mean, in a sense, the pandemic has jump-started Band-Aid solutions to homelessness. But you said we need more strategic solutions. So for my last questions, as a community, so we're not talking here about just government, but as a community, what can we do to address the issue of homelessness?
Well, first, Carol, I think we have to continue to advocate and build more affordable housing that allows permanent solutions. I think we can improve cultural competency and care for the homeless delivery system by including persons who are experiencing homelessness be a part of the planning process, because they know best of their struggles. You and I can advocate all day long, but it's nothing like having that person at the table who lives that life day in and day out, you know? And so having them at the table, I think is very, very, very crucial. I think ending homelessness will require a collective commitment to dismantling racism and addressing racial disparities that include sustained support from funders, service providers, and most importantly, the community. I think moving forward, no matter how much funding is allocated to persons experiencing homelessness, nothing is going to change anything if we as a society believe that people experiencing homelessness are not worth saving. A lot of times we advocate for change and want to see change, but it's that old saying, you know, yeah, we want to see it, but not in my backyard, you know, and we continue to keep pushing people from city to city, from county to county with no real solutions. You know, and I said it earlier, the myth, the cause of homelessness is due to drug and alcohol abuse, you know. No, sirree. I mean, again, I think, you know, I think statistically they say only 20% of people report drugs and alcohol as the cause of their homelessness, you know. Drug and alcohol abuse are often the result of homelessness, but not the cause, okay? And lastly, I think we have to look at that all life is of value. And every person deserves the basic dignity of having a place to live. I think housing, you know, shouldn't be an option. It should be a right for all people. Everyone deserves a safe and adequate place to live.
Wow. Thank you so much, Therry. Thank you so much. I mean, this has really been an emotional discussion, but a discussion that is powerful, very empowering, you know. So thank you for putting into context the issue of homelessness, putting into context the correlation between the relationship between homelessness and substance abuse. And yeah, most of all, thank you for approaching the discussion of homelessness from the human rights perspective. Thank you so much, Therry.
Thank you, Carol. And thank you, CP and Jessica and Jeannie for the opportunity. I really think these podcasts are so needed, and I'm hoping that this will actually make a difference in the way that change happens. So thank you again.
So we bring to a close our podcast episode on A Reckon with Homelessness. Join us every Wednesday for Prevention 365 podcast. Prevention is every day and every way. So every Wednesday, we are on Believe, Spotify, and Apple. Or you can also join us on YouTube / ADAP Inc. or AADAP People Need People. So we bring to a close this episode, and goodbye for now. Thank you.
Thank you.